Bicycle Economics. A lot of economists think the economy can be managed by authoritarian means. They think the economy is reliably linear. Change a control function a little, and the economy will move in the way you want it to, a little. Other economists think the economy is more like a nuclear reactor. If you don't watch it carefully, it'll get out of control, go nonlinear, and melt down. Another way of analyzing the economy is to use a bicycle analogy. It's easy to keep a bicycle upright as long as you're moving fast enough. But when the bicycle slows down, it gets more and more difficult for the rider to keep his balance. As the velocity of money decreases in the economy, the system becomes more and more nonlinear and more prone to slip into a chaotic state and crash. I don't pretend to know how many authoritarians are currently under the illusion that they control the economy. But since they seem to want to steer for everyone, we would have to have a bicycle built for billions to adequately support this analogy. The problem with the bicycle built for billions seems to be that the seat of the person who steers the whole thing keeps getting more and more ornate and more burdensome. Meanwhile, the seats of the people who actually pedal the bicycle are wearing out, and they're not getting fed very well. So the bicycle built for billions always slows down and crashes and causes severe problems. The obvious answer is that we don't need a bicycle built for billions, steered by one person. We need billions of bicycles built for one or a few people. Then, if one bicycle slows down and falls over, it'll be much less of a problem. Authoritarians always seem to believe it would be catastrophic for them to not be in control. Experience seems to indicate the opposite. Authoritarian regimes all over the world and throughout history have deeply damaged the societies they try to control. In extreme examples like Germany and Japan in World War II, a great deal of the physical infrastructure of Germany and Japan was reduced to piles of rubble. Millions of people were killed. Of course, the blame for the disaster that was World War II must be shared by the so-called winners of World War II. World War II was truly an extreme outbreak of mass insanity over a great portion of the planet. The only real winners in World War II were the people who stayed out of the war. Recent events have shown that the authoritarians are no better at running the world than they are at running individual countries. Billions of people are understanding the extreme drawback of world authoritarian government more and more clearly. This widespread change of consciousness does not bode well for the comfort, the wealth, and the safety of the 1%. The 1% could maximize the amount of their wealth and prestige that they maintain through the coming crisis by turning libertarian. If the 1% would endorse the idea of eliminating taxation, incarceration, public education, and war, if the 1% could do that, they would be on a path to multiplying their wealth and the wealth of all the people in the world. On the other hand, if the 1% continues to embrace hypocritical, lizard brain authoritarianism, they are looking at a long period of losing their wealth, their prestige, and their security. Even for the 1%, freedom works. Always and for everyone, slavery sucks.